listening to the MVP.
That's the Man's View Podcast, everybody.
You heard, we back again to give you the podcast the only we can give you. Shout out. Yo, I know y'all missed us for that week. You heard me?
Yeah, yeah.
And it felt good. It felt good just to relax. You heard? I ain't gonna lie to you. Appreciate y'all for helping us out, giving us that week. You know what I'm saying? But now we back to the shits. You heard, man? Mm-hmm. Booker.
Yeah. Man,
when you getting out, Chief? When you getting out of prison?
Man, dog. Locked up. They won't let me out.
That boy, yeah, like he behind the walls, boy. It was good.
Yeah, man. I'm chilling, dog. Just, you know, I'm chilling right now, everybody. That's all you need to know.
You ain't chilling like that.
I'm on my scared straight program. Scared straight program. I got these kids, you know, they acting foolish out here. Got to show them what it's like. You know what I'm talking about? Tell them niggas pack their booty cheeks with peanut butter. You know what I'm saying? Niggas won't want it no more.
Ah, this nigga right here. Hey.
Yeah. Oh, shoot.
Before we get into anything, we owe somebody an apology. You said it already, but she requested.
Oh, now, video confirmation.
And we want to appreciate Marquita. She's one of our biggest supporters. So by request, I'm going to give her what she asked for.
Okay.
I don't want people out here thinking that I'm, you know, shunning anybody, saying that can't nobody hold a claim to this person or that person.
I'm about to do that right now.
Go ahead. All right.
Did you hear Mario wants to go against Omarion?
Mario who? Luigi, yeah. Brother?
The only nigga Mario, nigga. The only Mario, nigga.
What, he gonna play songs from Empire? Because I know you don't watch that, but he on Empire. Like, what we talking about? That nigga ain't got that many. Dog, he ain't got that. Because Omarion can jump into his B2K bag as well. Like, I'm not about to play them games with Mario, bro. Go sit your ass down somewhere, bro.
If I was a Marion, I would take that so fast. I say, yep, I got it.
20-0. Well, actually, there's one track. I forget that track.
I'm thinking the same song.
That one.
The love you, let me be the one to.
That's the only track that I can say he'll get a point.
I don't know another Mario song.
I don't know nothing else. I don't know. Like, I know the one that he braid my hair, but you ain't gonna win, nigga.
You ain't winning with that shit, nigga.
On that shit. I'm playing speed on that shit. I'm playing touch.
Oh!
On. You know what I'm talking about? I'm playing all that.
There was more said, but I figured that was enough to get the point across.
The talk was real heavy that day.
It was real spicy.
First of all, Marquita, what you got to understand is we just watched Rick Ross do the soda dance. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you got to understand, we was feeling each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga put the Versace out. Like, I'm sorry, man. And that was different book beard. You know what I'm talking about? That was different beard book. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a little wiser now. I ain't in my hooligan gang. You know what I'm talking about? So I apologize. I'm you know, she did her due diligence, though. She went and researched and timestamped this shit. She went and found, like,
I think she kept it.
Take notes.
I think she wrote it in the book, said, watch these niggas. I'm going to kill
these guys. Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah, likely.
That's crazy. I remember the exact time and all that. I was like, yeah, dog, okay. We wrong.
Well, all right.
And then I thought you were saying most of this stuff, but when I rewatched, I was like, "Oh shit, I was in there too." Okay,
I didn't know you was in it. I didn't know you was part of it. Now I thought it was just me talking crazy.
Oh man, yeah. We apologize.
That's tend to do.
Shout out to Marquita, man, for being there. Yeah. We appreciate you.
Shout out to you.
G Money, you came in there late, man. What's going on with you, bro?
Maintaining.
Nah, man. Off our last episode, we had to apologize to Mario, and
I saw that in the comments.
And then Marquita came in the comments, basically told us, I told y'all niggas what was up, And then,
for sure, she did.
Yes.
You know, she did that.
It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Yeah. Anyway, let's move on. I got one thing real quick. I got the bullshit purchase of the week that I got this week. I bought what was supposed to be a replica championship trophy for the Lakers. This shit was supposed to come. I thought it was going to be bigger than this. You know what I'm saying? But it is. She say 17 times. You heard me? Got all the years. I thought it was gonna be bigger. I was about to flex on here. You heard me? Like, yeah. It's a little smaller than what I thought it was. Came in a nice box though. Nice box. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
All right.
Hey, what was the purchase of the week? Quick, $80 gone. But that's. I just got it today. I was like, I gotta show them this and show them what I spent. Money on that. Okay.
I say.
Man, but let's get back to us, man. How y'all doing, man? How y'all week was?
Good. It's here. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, you started a new job, IG.
Yeah, I have, man.
What's going on with you?
Oh, man. South Waco is real. it is, man. Oh, man. I got a lot of love for them out there. They got a lot of love for me too. Even just starting 3 weeks now, four weeks. I'm sorry. So a little over a month, but yeah, man, it's good. We in like summer camp right now, so it's been kicking my butt, man. It's kind of like, you know what I'm saying, we had a youth center and stuff, and just kind of we feeding them like 3 times a day. With them from 7:30 to almost 4. We don't take a lunch, but it's like when they take a lunch, you know what I'm saying? So you ain't really taking a lunch, you know what I'm saying? So, but the kids, man, is just, I don't know, man. We were very blessed, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I know we all got our respective hoods, you know, where our parents grew up and stuff like that. And it's just a constant reminder of how important parenting is, you know what I'm saying? Really. And also just, you know, you don't get to choose your parents, but you don't get to choose the environment that you get to, you know, be brought up in either. You know what I'm saying? So, but thank God that, you know, they got companies like the one I work for and, you know, other nonprofits and people that really care, you know, and want to try to get back. So, yeah, it's been cool.
So you like Theo on the Cosby Show?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Yeah, like the
helping the kids with schoolwork and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, man. So we got different curriculums and stuff like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's cool.
Okay. Yeah, yo, Booker, I know you just started a whole nother endeavor. The boy behind Ballers.
Yeah, he looked like he locked up. You know what I'm saying?
He got that shirt on over. It looked like a jail shirt.
Yeah.
Like I'm about ready to.
You know what I'm saying?
Put that water on my body. You know what I'm talking about?
He ain't converted to Islam. You know what I'm saying? Assalamualaikum, my brother. I mean, I know I got the Arabic hat. I know you know probably just mean peace in Arabic, but you know, Assalamualaikum to you, my brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, appreciate it, man. It's all good, man. It's work release program right here, dog. You know what I'm saying? It's work release program. I'm just, man, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I can't say the shit that I want to say. Cause it's old pussy ass fuck niggas, you know what I'm saying? But it's all right though, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing what I need to do. At the end of the day, that's it, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, karma, bitch, man. Mm-hmm. It's gonna bite you in the ass. You keep fucking with the raw wood, nigga. Cause he fucking with me, man. He fucking with me. All I'm say, man. I'm like, dog, y'all leave me alone, man. You ain't got nothing to worry about. I'm the one that's not gonna say nothing but document everything, and then you can't refute anything. So I'm saying, like, trust me, man, I paint a picture like Picasso, Basquiat. You know what I'm talking about? Like, nigga, it's worth something. You know what I'm saying? It's worth something. So just leave me alone, man. Right now I'm just chilling. you know what I'm saying, enjoying my life, everything that come with it, you know what I'm saying, personal, somewhat professional. It's all right, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got something for you motherfuckers.
Yeah, keep that paper trail, book.
For real. Yeah, man, it's all good. It's all good, Greg. They don't know fucked up now, book. Look at them fucked up now, book.
Yo.
Yeah, man, I'm good, though. I'm good. I mean, I got on today. I wasn't going to be on. That was already known. But hey, I got a haircut. So I was like, nigga, next week I probably ain't going to have a haircut. So I'm like, let me get on while I'm fresh. You know what I'm saying? I'm so unprepared to be on. I ain't even got the podcast hat. You know what I'm saying? So rock the baldy. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. It's all good. That's about the first time I ain't ever had a hat. With the pod, you know what I'm talking about? Like, I've always had a hat on, but I don't know if I've ever gone. I don't know. It don't matter. Neither here nor there. Neither here nor there.
Let them know how you really look, man. You know what I'm talking about? Show the heat. God.
Nigga, my handle don't say what it is, but some more Smith, Will Chestnut up in this bitch. Put some respect on my name if I change that shit back. Oh, man. Yeah, man. Oh man, shit! I got my second booster shot today too.
Okay.
Yeah, they're giving them out up here. Yeah, so, they gave me the Pfizer. I've gotten all of them now. Johnson & Johnson was first. Got the Moderna for the first booster, and then they gave me Pfizer today for the second. So you know, they always talk about, oh, it's optional until it's mandatory. Mm-hmm. Let me just get it out the way now. You know what I'm saying? I had to wake up much earlier than my shift required. All that got clocked. You goddamn right. Yeah, it ain't no wake up in the middle of nothing and not pay me for it. Ain't no favors. Fuck you, pay me. Fuck you, pay me. You know what I'm saying? So we good. Oh, and peep this too. I'm not gonna get into it, but y'all know how y'all be talking about my battle rap bars and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not holding it down, watching Christian Bale in The Dark Knight. Y'all bars fucking fire. Why I heard some nigga remix my shit, bruh? No, nigga, this just came out. This battle just happened this past weekend in Houston. Gnome 12, Hollow the Don. He said, because they was in Texas. He was like, even Texas, they don't care about a Christian. They won't even give him bail. It's the same thing, because the bar before that was about Batman. Nigga, I know we only got like 1,000 followers and shit. But you didn't think I would find out that y'all using my shit and going on the main stage? Like, nigga, I need to grace the stage real soon, nigga. I'm sitting on some bombs, Greg. I'm tired. These niggas is taking
please
my
shit. Please tell them the last bar that you tried. No.
Well, I want to hear the exclusive.
It ain't Greg. I'm trying to. I'm like, what is that?
Well, I got wounded right there.
Oh, man. I want to hear it.
Nah. I trashed that. You know, sometimes. Yeah, that was wood right there. That was that wood classic.
He telling us on the game. Me and Jamal trying to figure it out. He's like, what is that word? Like, he just made up a word. Like, what is that word? What does it mean? Like, I don't even remember the bar, but it was like, what's going on? What is you talking about? You try to be clever. Nah. It was too much.
It was like this, Greg. I'll give you a little taste of it, dog. This is what it was, man. It was like, I forget how, because I deleted it, but it was like, you know, more or less the buildup was like, okay, we not the same. I'm gigantic. You gigantic. Or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. Now, when you spell it out,
I was like, what the fuck is gigantic? What is gigantic?
Is it backwards?
No, it's four. It's all the same. Gigantic. Because gigantic and gigantic are spelled the same. But it's just about
gigantic? What is gigantic? I'm not
exactly.
Gig is like your work, like who you are, like what you do. You see what I'm saying? And then the antic means it's fake. It ain't real. You know what I'm talking about? Nobody believes it.
You made this gigantic word?
No, it's gig antic.
Is it in the dictionary?
Nigga, fuck y'all. I don't care. You know what I'm talking about? Watch a Christian Bale in The Dark Knight, nigga. Fuck y'all.
I'm just trying to figure out.
Yo, man, I got many credible bars, dog. I got many credible bars on this podcast. Y'all not going to get me for the one that is
tough. I'm waiting for the third. Was it third battle, right?
Yeah. I was going to use that, too. I probably would have lost the battle. I had that crafted for Cody, but I'd have lost the battle right there.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that one.
Yeah, you know, man, we all got our questionable minds.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm not a battle rapper, so I just did that
for the feedback, Greg. You know what I'm talking about? When you say something whack, that means people listening. Okay, you know what I'm saying? It's all about crowd participation.
So like stand-up comics do, basically.
Crowd participation, Greg. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Crowd participation. That's it. I just want somebody to boo me. You know what I'm talking about? Boo me so I can woo you. You know what I'm talking about? Like with that next bar though. That next bar. But y'all fucked it up because they was attacking me on the Gigantic. I just said, fuck it. Y'all don't deserve this shit. You don't even deserve to hit the greatness, nigga. Fuck y'all.
I was stuck on Gigantic. I ain't really want to hit nothing else either. let's stick with this prison vibe. His book looked like he behind bars. Real quick, man, y'all heard R. Kelly got 30 years, man. How y'all feel about that?
He got 30 years.
30?
Yeah, he got 30.
Ooh, nah, I didn't know that.
30 years. I just want to know. Yeah. You catch y'all feelings on how y'all feel about that?
Look, man, they say if you do the crime, you do the time. And they got 3 dimes. You know what I'm talking about? I can't do nothing about it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Musically, I love that nigga's intelligence. You know what I'm saying? His artistic ways. I can't shade him on that. You know what I mean? His ordeals outside of that, although by ways of his popularity, you know what I mean? Like, his personal vices and shit like that. I mean, you know, you never know what's going on with somebody and why people do what they do and why they think the way they think, man. So do I believe all of it? No, but there's too much for something not to be credible. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. At this point. So, you know, hey, man. Yeah, I've never been sat down. No, I'm lying. We have been sat down, but I ain't never stayed in no cell. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, definitely.
But
we gonna talk about that again.
Bruh, them two hours was more than enough for me. Yeah. I couldn't fathom 30 years of that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, they're gonna be doing a lot of concerts.
He said he's gonna be doing a lot of concerts. Say he can't look at honey buns again. You know what I'm saying?
Man. Y'all remember on Tropic Thunder when they kidnapped Ben Stiller and he had to do Simple Jack?
Yeah.
Like every fucking night, that's going to be R. Kelly, man.
Oh, wow.
And he's going to be singing a song every fucking night for 30 years, bro. 30 years?
He was going to do it anyway. He's going to go touring and everything. He's going to sing him anyway.
I'm pretty sure. They're going to be like, yeah, we got him. But I don't think he's going to be in Gen Pop or nothing like that. He's a, you know... with a high target, you know what I mean? Like they don't have them separated, you know, from the real killers. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And the real reals, you know what I mean? Like he ain't gonna be around those. So, and I'm pretty sure he ain't gonna do the whole 30. But you know, I also wanted to say like Tank was on Drink Champs, I believe, or he was on something, and he was like, you know. Recently?
Yeah,
I don't know if it was recent or not. I just saw it on IG.
Oh,
and he was like, regardless of how everybody feels about this person, the king of R&B is R. Kelly. And I second that notion. Like, I don't think nobody else will be able to hold a flame to the accomplishments this nigga has made. Mm-hmm. But that's just me. But again, I don't condone his misbehavior, but I'm still gonna listen to the songs that I love and enjoy. I'll tell you that. I'm not listening to Download Remix. You can forget that. Oh. Like I'm listening to that shit. Fuck you mean, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like you said you want some R to the K to the E to the LL to the Y. Like, I'm listening to those. Like, y'all niggas is bugging thinking I'm not. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just letting that be known that I got certain tracks that I love, and I'm going to keep on listening to those. So don't get my, you know, my personal standing on the music catalog and his personal shit. That don't intertwine for me. All right, so
I got you.
Everybody's gotten what they want, you know, wanted to see happen. So I got nothing to say about that. You know what I mean? What's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. And if he was found wrong in a court of law, that is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not about to advocate for it. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Hey,
what about you, G?
Yeah, no, I mean, I totally agree with what Book was saying for sure. You know, Book was saying too earlier, not when he was commenting on R. Kelly, but just in general, karma, man. Karma, you know, karma is a bitch. Karma definitely will come when you least expect it. Even though I know he expected this, but, you know, and the majority, you know, did too. But at the same time, I mean, I respect his musical, you know, genius as well, but for me it is asterisk, you know what I'm saying? But you know, Book has that capability, you know, which I don't have, to kind of separate the two. And I'm trying to do that, you know, with more stuff that comes out. But like even with I think I said it before, but even like with Kodak Black, like, even though, you know, Mr. Morale and Big Steppers is a great album, and he apologized, but it's just some things you just don't, you know. And yeah, I'm biased to Nip because I got a lot of love for Nip, but like, if y'all, you know what I'm saying, one of you is Nip, and you know, I'm one of your homies, and he said that, like, the moment he tried to come to LA, I'm trying to get at him too. You know what I'm saying? So it's just certain things that's just, you can't separate for me with an artist. And, you know, certain lines they cross, I'm obviously, it's bigger than what Kodak said about Nip and R. Kelly's, you know, situation, you know. But at the same time, I don't know. It makes me question, you know, like I said, my logic, you know, on things. But it is what it is. I mean, you know, and hey, you know, like, protect. What you got to protect in there, you know? I mean, leave it at that. So, and not just your body, but your mind too.
I thought you were talking about protect your booty hole.
I mean, whatever may apply, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
better pack with the nut, with the crunchy kind.
You know, like, consequences, you know what I'm saying? So,
yes.
I'm on the same line as y'all, man. You don't talk about R. Kelly. He did what you did. You got to suffer for it. I know he did it because I watched the video. I saw
him too,
the
girl. And I recently watched it.
How you recently watched it?
No, remember, because me and Patricia, I ain't never watched the. She just came across it and was watching. I was like, oh, I ain't never seen that. So I was like, oh, shoot. Like, you know what I'm saying?
She definitely was underage. Whew. Definitely her, the one he peed on. I don't know about the other ones. I couldn't tell you about the other ones. It was borderline, but I don't know.
I
believe he deserved. I mean, he deserved to go to jail. Yeah. It seemed like it was a lot of time though. 30 years
in between
It just seemed like he got a lot of time. 30 years.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You don't normally get that much time.
Make an example of him, Franz. Come on now.
Yeah, but
I mean,
I'm just saying. That's a lot of time. Like,
I feel you, but he ain't gonna do 30 years.
They prosecuted the lady that was with Epstein.
How many years did they give her?
What her name, again or something like that? I think she got like 15, 20 or something like that. She didn't get no 30. But they had a whole pedophile island.
Come on, man. That's our color, man.
So it just seemed a little weird that the amount of time. You know what I'm saying? But hey,
yeah, they may change it, but he not gonna do 30 years.
They're gonna cut it.
Yeah, he not gonna do 30 years.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. It seemed like they was happy. And he has charges pending in other states. That's just one place. So.
Well, he might do 30.
Yeah, he going to do some time. You hear me? So they throwing a book at Kills.
Yeah. They going to do it,
man. Sound like you had enough sex for a lifetime. So that's like, you don't think you're going to have it no more. at least not with... Not with women's. But it is what it is. Like I said, I don't really have too much sympathy. I'm kind of like Book as far as the music. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, every time I start listening to it, I think of it. So it's kind of hard for me to keep it on. But, I mean, when we went out of the country, they be playing R. Kelly. They don't give a goddamn.
Oh, yeah. It don't matter. Yeah. Shit.
Of and course, I think absolutely. About it real quick, but then I'm like, hey, man, let me just have a drink. You know what I'm talking about? It is what it is. But it is what it is. Next thing. Booker sent me this, so I want y'all to see it. Lego.
She's a pretty lady, but she was McMad. She dialed 911 and complained about her order at McDonald's. Her sister tried to get her out of the McDonald's. She wouldn't do that. Instead, she continued on her rant and her rage. You know, I don't know what was wrong with her that night. I don't know if she was like two fries short of a Happy Meal, or maybe it was she was short of a Happy Meal completely. But she created a McMess. And she acted like a McNutt. But you know what she ended up? A McBurglar. On the way out of the store, after she had already announced to everybody she was 5 months pregnant, she pulled her shirt up to show everybody her stomach and then twerked her way out of the store. You can't make this up. This is going to be McInteresting. Look right here.
Wow.
Yo.
The damn police want to be a comedian, boy.
Yeah, you do.
Wow, that was great commentary. I said, this can't be real. This nigga said, make nuts, two fries short of a Happy Meal, or maybe she wasn't a Happy Meal. I'm like, yo, this nigga on the road.
Yeah, he was trying to go viral.
He had the bars, man. He had the bars.
He did. He came with it, boy.
He was on it, man. He was on it, dog.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, go ahead.
Boy, I ain't never been there.
You saw it.
I ain't never been there. Man, look here, dog. Let me tell you. Let me tell you this. I ain't never been at a fast food restaurant establishment that never made me act a nut like that. Now, I've been at a sit-down restaurant where them bitches ain't bring me my pretzel burger that looks so goddamn divine, and I said, fuck all of that. I don't want it no more. But that's neither here nor there, okay? So, but I've never gotten mad at a fast food restaurant, and all I want to say is, it's only McDonald's, man. Only McDonald's can make niggas act stupid. In all of my years at Burger King, never had anything like that ever happen. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I ain't never had nobody pregnant run up in there, shirtless or not, and act stupid like that. You know what I'm talking about? Burger King, you can have it your way. I don't know what the slogan and motto is for McDonald's. No, that ain't it.
That's it.
Well, I don't know it. If I don't know your goddamn jingle, all I know is that nigga, we don't have these problems at Burger King. So whatever y'all are doing, like, y'all need to stop it, man. Just y'all got problems, y'all got beef. You don't want people dancing all in the videos. Come on down to Burger King. You know what I'm talking about? That's all I know, man. Yeah, man, real shit. If I hit the lottery and y'all nigga see me at Burger King, I'm not telling y'all I hit the lottery. Just know I hit the lottery because I'm at Burger King. Making waffles, making the best motherfucking sandwiches you ever seen in your goddamn life that ain't even on the fucking menu, and you're getting charged regular. You might not get charged anything. I don't know. Just depending on how I feel that day.
And decided to go work at Burger King?
Bro, I'm about to, or Walmart as a greeter.
But you hit the lotto. Why is you going to work?
I don't want people to know. I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? Like, if it seemed like Buck wouldn't be doing them type jobs, just know, nigga, there's a reason. You know what I'm talking about? Nigga, them came up. You know what I'm talking about?
That's fine.
All I can think is Tory Lanez, nigga. Whoop. I ain't been broke in a minute. Don't get offended. Toss the bone to Billy. Fucking your hoe in the kidney. I do not dance a jiggy. Like, nigga, I'm telling you right now, bro. Like, yo, that's how y'all gonna know if I made money. You know what I'm talking about? Be the happiest nigga. Everybody get a sticker. I ain't checking no receipts. You know what I'm talking about? Have a nice day.
So I gotta make sure I know what Walmart that is. I'm gonna walk out with a
cop is cold, nigga.
All type of
cop
stuff.
Is cold. Cop is cold.
Let you work there, nigga. You got a record over there.
They don't know me no more. I told you, we've already absolved that.
Yeah,
them files is sealed. You know what I'm talking about? Them court sealed right there. Don't nobody know nothing about those. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The punishment was handed out by the man, my daddy. That's it. You know, I served my time, goddammit. The fuck you mean? I'm back up in there.
That is funny.
Yeah, man. I'm disgusted more or less than anything. It's funny as hell to watch, but dog, why we gotta be so stupid, man? Like, why we gotta be so ignorant? I don't understand that. That's crazy. That's crazy. And I know somebody, I sent this to somebody and they said they know the person. I said, oh, you gotta be kidding me. Or know somebody that knows that person. It's somebody that, I'm like.
Was that in Texas?
What that cop? Yeah. I don't know if it was Texas. It might have been. Might be.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Can only be one or two states.
Right.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Yeah, that's crazy though. To me,
what you thinking, Greg, when you look at that, man?
I mean, it's hilarious. I mean, I don't know what else to say, man. Like, you know, but at the end of the day, yeah, it is ignorant, man. But I don't know, man. Times is wild, man. So if she wanna flip out over McDonald's, I mean, she's pregnant first and foremost. So you know, please don't mess with, you know what I'm saying, a pregnant lady food, whatever, messing her order up. But then on top of that, you know, like I said, it's McDonald's. I mean, and McDonald's is infamous for just the shits. I don't know. Like Book said, I mean, I know he biased to Burger King, but, you know, at the same time, McDonald's, man, I mean, but I mean, I know my nigga Pusha T got paid, you know what I'm saying? So, hey,
One of the other establishment Popeyes with a rude ass black woman that walked up in there complaining about her ranch sauce climbed through the window or some shit.
Was that driver? That video,
yeah, we played it on here. Yeah, was that Popeyes?
Popeyes.
She ready to fight people over some goddamn old ranch sauce,
yeah. But that actually happened again, though. That happened again. What? These couple ladies tore up I can't remember what store it was. It was one of these fast food places, but they tore them up because they tried to charge them for sauce, extra sauce.
Man,
they tried to charge them $1 something for extra sauce, and they tore up the whole thing.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, it's a known thing, man. I guess you know what I'm saying. You
don't see no dudes really doing that, and I mean, I don't know.
Cause that ain't how you act, man. Like, what did that do? You tore up the store and then you twerked on the way out. Like, what is you doing? I don't understand.
You want to be viral? That's what it is. Seemed like. You know
I don't think she wanted nobody to see that. She just talking crazy. It's like, come
on. I know that fetus was inside of her. Like, I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm so embarrassed. What's all this? What's all this moving going on around here?
For real,
I know if I was the baby daddy, I'd be like,
man, sir, you ain't lying.
Boy. Yeah, choose wisely, people. Choose wisely who you you know what I'm talking about. Choose wisely.
This is I ain't gonna lie, that's my sign to get away from you. You know what I'm talking about?
You ain't lying.
Yeah,
I don't know how you be raising my child. You acting like this?
Yeah, I'm trying to fight for custody or something.
Exactly.
I ain't gonna say that, but I am. Man, I wonder if that's the same one. Because we didn't see the woman that was behind the camera of the nigga that pulled up with the McDonald's. And she slapped it out of his hand.
I missed that. She slapped the nigga McDonald's out his hand?
No, the video before we went on break. Last video, the one that was going viral. You know what I'm talking about? That nigga had brought McDonald's for his son. Remember?
Who
to say? Who to say that ain't the baby mama? And she had a flashback.
That ain't her. We saw.
You sure?
We saw the baby.
I didn't see her. I didn't see her.
She don't look nothing like that.
Oh shit! Okay.
Nothing like okay. that. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Don't say less. Don't say less.
That's a joke. I said that with emphasis, boy. He said you don't look nothing like
nothing like that. Trust me. That
way, yeah, man. Yeah, be careful, people. Just be wise. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is, bro, but that was crazy to me. Just, you know, all jokes aside, that didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, it really don't, man. But
yeah, it's just stupid. I mean, I just don't understand what the point of that was. Even if they piss you off, what is the point of it? Like, you still want the food? Like, leave. Just don't come back. Like, what is you? I don't understand knocking all they shit off the table and doing all the goofy shit going to do for you. That's just man. I got one last story.
Nah, he called her a McBurglar, but I didn't see her steal anything. I think he was just on a roll.
Oh, okay.
Gigantic. That nigga was just on a roll. You know, it sounded good at the time until you really talk about it. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Hey, man, niggas. Yeah.
Got one quick story. I just wanted to tell everybody, man. Make sure y'all got people watching y'all back. They got this Brazilian anesthesiologist who got caught sticking his dick in people's mouth while they were sedated. It was a woman giving birth. She was getting a C-section. And he put his dick in her mouth, and somebody caught him on tape out in Brazil. If y'all go, I send y'all the story on Instagram. But you know, of course, I can't put that stuff in here because it won't go right.
Yo, what is up with niggas, man?
But they got his picture on there. I'm glad he is arrested. But make sure, man, the world's crazy out here. So just make sure you watching out. They show once they put you under. You got any windows, man? I need somebody to watch my back while I'm under. And you put no dicks in my mouth. That ain't gonna happen.
Put no dicks nowhere on me, please. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I don't even want you to draw it on me.
Oh man, my god!
They got this viral video back in the day where this lady, she was testifying in church, and she said, "I used to do nasty things with my mouth. I used to suck on man's balls." You ain't ever seen that shit?
I remember that.
Yo, man, kill me, man, because I bring that shit up all the time, man. I bring that shit up all the time. That's the funniest video ever. With that being said, I don't want to have to testify that I woke up and I had man's balls in my mouth. So, balls. Watch your back. It's going up under this. Lady having a whole C-section, getting a baby taken out of, and that's what he thought to do. World is crazy, y'all. Just make sure. Be careful.
Hey, man, y'all seen this? I don't know if this is new, but this is all today while I was on IG. So I saw that first, you know, the McDonald's thing. Mm-hmm. This is all current. Like, this is as it happens, people. So I saw that. But then I'll scroll down on Reels. I don't know if this is a new challenge. Like, this woman was sucking up a raw egg, like crack the egg on the plate, and then would like suck the yolk as if it was the ball and would spit the yolk out, but it wouldn't crack, and then just kept doing it. And I ain't gonna lie, man, nigga feel like he was in yolk. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I felt like being one of them niggas that won't take me that year. Well, I ain't gonna lie. What she was doing though?
Oh, Lord.
Y'all remember I'm tripping?
I'm thinking.
You remember on Tripper?
I have no
Tripper. Yeah, I remember Tripper.
Yeah, with the sunny, that nigga had the sunny side eggs, and nigga was daydreaming about Minnesota.
I was thinking.
Yeah, nigga put his face down in the eggs, and he's like,
That's funny,
man. Yeah, I did not see that. I thought you was going to talk about the one where they acting like somebody's coming to fight, and they telling their kids to put on their shoes or whatever. They gonna have to help fight. You seen that one?
The little girl.
It's a lot of them now. But
I saw the mama. I saw one with the mama. The girl was sitting on the couch, just laying on a tablet, and she walked in. She was like, "Hey, I need you to help me go fight." She was like, "No, no, no." She was like, "I need you to put your shoes on." The little girl was like, "What?" Like, and she was like, "I'm about to go fight, but she got a daughter, so I need you to fight the daughter."
Exactly.
If I'm like, "Yo, what the fuck is you talking about to me right now?" Yeah. If you don't go handle your beef, dad. Leave out there is octopus, really, Dad? Really, an octopus?
Wow,
but that's like a challenge, right? Crazy, now.
Crazy, boy.
They doing that for all their kids. They telling them that and see how their kids react to see if they kids.
Oh, word. Okay. I will tell y'all a story. I got a clip. I will tell y'all a story. I can tell y'all a story. So it ain't about fighting though. This is just about being down for your parents. You know what I'm talking about? So, and then we can get up out of here. matter of fact, before I do that, did y'all watch the Martin recap?
Yep.
The reunion? Mm-hmm. Okay, we can talk about the next time. All right, so I'm going to hit y'all with this. So, my dad was frying chicken one day, right? Mm-hmm. I went at the house. I came in. They said he was at the hospital, had burnt his hand. You know what I'm talking about? I guess he put his hand in too far into the grease, or he didn't know what level the grease was at, and he thought he had a little bit of wiggle room and burnt his fingers, right? So,
you tell that's my dad, old nigga for real, flipping chicken with his fingers?
I don't know how he was doing what he was doing, man. This is years back. You know what I'm talking about? Uh-huh. This some years back. I might have been still working at Burger King. So that's how I know this is like long time. This is before my contracting started. So, because I told the story when I was in New York. And that's why I was like, I got the clip, but I'll just tell y'all. So, you know, he was talking about, he was calling out. And I think I might have been the only one that heard him. So I go in and I'm like, hey, what's up, Pop? And he was like, yeah, I need you to hold it for me. I said, hold what? He was like, hold his stuff. I'm like, to go pee me? I'm like, nah, brother, you on your own. You know what I'm talking about? I'm like, yeah, I'm not holding no man's Jimmy. You know what I'm talking about? Like, that's one thing you don't need nobody to do. You know what I'm talking about? So he was like, I couldn't even unbuckle my pants. I was like, Dad, that stop line. I'm like, you had a snap button. I know what kind of jam, you know what I'm talking about? Like, you can easily, with the other hand, unsnap, and you can sit down on the toilet. You know what I mean? That don't make you feminine either. You don't have to have somebody hold it for you. You know what I'm saying? I've done this myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, sometimes you think you got to go boo-boo, but it ain't boo-boo. You just end up peeing. They be like, oh, man, I was like a little bitch. But it's all right, though. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, yo, I'm not holding your penis ever, my man. Ever. You know what I'm saying? Ever. Now, if you lost both your hands and your arms or whatever the case is by some type of accident, okay, we do what we got to do. That left hand works just fine.
You going to touch
that left hand works just fine. All right, awesome, man. Yo, my dad, wild, man. He was like, man, I held yours for you. That's when I didn't have no control, brother. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't even know what it was. You know what I'm saying? I'm not holding your dick, man. I love you, but I ain't holding it. Yeah, that. If that make me a terrible son, I guess, goddamn, I'll be a terrible son, nigga. I'm not holding no Johnson. Lord willing, Lord heaven, you know, if we ever reach the point where I gotta, you know, take care of anybody, any of my parents, something like that, then, you know what I'm saying, I'm doing whatever I gotta do, you know what I'm saying, to make sure that they good. But, nigga, why, you got one function in hand? No, sir. Yeah, you better figure that out, bro. You gotta figure that out. Figure that out, Pop. Mm. Holding that dick, man. I love you, Daddy. I love you.
That's, you know, crazy, man. You supposed to be
funny, son,
man. He called you,
man. All that rope he got, I would figure he would have concocted some type of, you know, contraption. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need me, man. You don't need me for that. You know what I'm saying? You don't need me for that.
All y'all that's newer to listen to this, man. Y'all go back and listen to that. The OG.
The OG. Yeah,
I think we got the OG MVP or something like that.
Yeah,
episode,
yeah.
But Book Dad was on that boy going off. He told us about 1,000 stories that had, all had to do with rope. This nigga wild, bro.
He said all had to do with rope.
Oh, yeah, they did, Greg. They did. They really did, bro. They really did, bro. Yo, my dad a character, man. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Y'all think I'm wild, man. Like, my father is something. That man is something crazy. That man, dude. This is where I get it from. You know what I'm saying? My mom said all the time, you are definitely your daddy's son. I was like, I know. That I know. You know what I'm saying? Yo, yeah, bro.
Man. Well, I think this is a good introductory episode back, man.
We gotta get back into the flow.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? I know Book gotta get back to anybody have roll call here in a second. You know what I'm talking about?
You know what I'm saying?
9578-94321.
You know, gotta make sure he there. You know what I'm saying?
Book gotta go redeck the wrong. You
know what I'm saying? About to go to the yard. You know what I'm talking about? Get that one hour, 23-hour lockdown. I ain't gonna miss this yard play. You know what I'm talking about?
I feel
this yard, nigga.
Look, I mean, Greg, man, how you doing? New house, man. I just want to tell everybody on the podcast, we ain't got an invite yet. Ain't nobody got, I don't know where the nigga living.
Man. You tacky, Pappy.
Hey, yeah. I'm here, man. We still unpacking, man.
Lies.
You had a cap? You had a cap in there? Everybody saw
it. Ain't no cap. That's the truth. Look, Greg, y'all ain't had that all the boxes at.
You keep on. Y'all see the boxes? It's been 2 months. Greg, that's been the same box that's been there. If y'all don't unpack that damn box.
Man, hey, you know what I'm saying? Life, bro. You know what I'm
saying? Oh, man.
It's coming, man. Oh, it's coming. Man. We just got our TV put up on the fireplace and stuff. It's coming.
Okay.
It's coming together.
Yeah,
it's not me until we go to the house. You know what I'm saying? I'm ashamed until you know what I'm saying it happens one day.
I'm just gonna tell you right now, we had a dude that came by. He was helping us through the entire process. He worked for, you know what I'm saying, the builder. He came by. Patricia was home working. We got cameras. She didn't answer the door. He called her. She didn't pick up the phone. So she acting real bougie right now. So I'm just telling you, I love her. You know what I'm saying? But she not playing. So please don't show up unexpected. That's all I'm saying.
I don't even know the address. I'm not showing up. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want the address.
I don't want the address. I got an invite. You hear me?
That's I mean, y'all family, but I'm just saying. Other people that's no.
Yeah.
So
y'all see how I just want the podcast family to see how we get treated over here.
It's all love. You know what I'm saying?
It's all love. I'm fucking. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Jay, you got anything you want to tell the people before we get out of here?
Nah, good.
Book of T.
Be aware of your surroundings, people. Didn't share it, but I'm gonna give y'all one more story.
Okay.
And you know, we had a fruit fly infestation. Talked about it. Okay. Showed the evidence. Okay. Smacked the camera of the laptop very fucking hard one day. Mm-hmm. All right. But I got the motherfucker. So I brought home a little fly stick, right? Like the little glue trap fly stick, the one that you can stand up.
Right?
Yeah, but it ain't not the one, not the wrap. Not the wrap.
It's just a straight line.
Yeah, it's like a tube. It's like a real tube, and it's bright orange. But you hang that as well. But in the apartment, there's nowhere for me to hang this on the ceiling. So I just put it on the floor because the box says whatever the glue is, it's going to attract whatever over there, right? Because I have one in my room, and I'm like, I'm tired of fighting, trying to get this motherfucker. I'm going to just set the glue stick out and hope this mother end up on there. So one day, I got close. I saw that the glue stick was on. I saw that the nigga got. So I was like, all right. But I was like, you know what? I'm not about to waste this whole damn thing because another nigga might come up in there. So I just left it there. One day, I knocked it over. You know what I'm talking about? When I say that shit's sticky, it's very sticky. Got all in my bed. Like, it caught the bottom of my blanket, my comforter. Boy, it was hard as hell for me to peel that bitch apart. All I did was I tucked it under, and it's like it's stuck together still at this very moment, okay? So I was like, you know what? That dare should have told me, get rid of this motherfucker, all right? I didn't listen, okay? I then, today, on my way to work, okay, before I got to work, was ironing my pants. It's hot as a bitch out here. It's 121. I know y'all niggas just had 118 or whatever. Whoop the fucking dude.
Whoop the fucking dude.
120's out here, motherfucker. I don't want to hear shit about y'all. Like, yo, whether I'm in a triple fat goose, nigga, that's how cold that 118 is to me, goddammit. 121 today. So I iron my light pants, you know what I'm saying? My light material pants, because I'm like, yeah, let this thing breathe. You know what I'm talking about? Like, Manscaped can only do so much. You got to take care of yourself, too. You know what I'm saying? So I go in there. Mind you, it's on the floor. Oh, almost lost you. It's on the floor. So I don't know what I was doing or what happened, but one of my pant legs, now I'm not wearing my pants, they're on my shoulder, but somehow my pant leg got stuck to the glue trap. And I'm like, oh man, you can't be serious. You got to be shitting me. So as I'm trying to tend to that, the other leg got stuck. I said, man, nigga, you can't be serious. Can't be serious. I'm going to give you the video, and I'm going to leave that at that. I'm going to show you the end result.
I see this bullshit. Okay, so I ironed my pants. I came in. I got this standing there because guess what? We had the fruit fly infestation, remember? Shit just be everywhere. So I say, you know what? I'm going to bring a fly trap from the park, from work. I walk by. One of my pant legs gets stuck. As I'm trying to pull that off, the other pant leg, you know what? Y'all can have that. I don't even want these no more. I don't even want them. I don't even want them.
But just know, I pay a lot of money for them tactical pants, man. Them bitches ain't cheap. They like $70. Wow. So you talking about wasting money? Franz got a trophy replica, miniature size. You know what I'm talking about? I lost $70 worth of one pants. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh man,
it is what it is, man. It is what it is. But I'm gonna give it to you. I'm gonna send it to you because I was like, I didn't anticipate being on, and I was like, I'm gonna just get this story when I'm gonna give it. But yeah, I'm gonna give it to y'all so y'all can see what the fuck happened. I threw all that shit out. Just threw it away, man. But other than that, man, I'm good. I ain't got nothing else, man. Just, you know, doing what I gotta do. And you know what I'm saying, making progress on the things that I need to make progress on.
Mm-hmm.
So shit. Other than that, y'all remember to like, share, subscribe, and comment to this motherfucking show. You know what I'm talking about? We was off a week. I ain't motherfuckers, y'all better say something. So follow us on Instagram at the MVP_podcast on there. You know what I'm saying? That's where we want to hear your feedback. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'm trying to get, you know, I was told that I can make clips and reels and stuff like that. So I'm trying to go back and stuff like that and, you know, try to find some great moments, old and new. Don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to bring it in. Email us at mansviewpodcast@yahoo.com. All right, so business ventures, anything like that, any type of opportunities. I mean, you talking about paying, we staying, we playing. You know what I'm talking about? Follow us on Twitch and Facebook Gaming at MVP Podcast Gaming. You know what I'm talking about? MVP Podcast Gaming. MVP Podcast Gaming for y'all niggas that don't know how to read, okay? That's what it said, all right?
you need to get that clip of Cody. Remember when he was drunk and stuff?
Oh, the dick slapping. Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna get it. Now Cody's been drunk a couple times. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm talking about
Cody's been drunk a couple times, man. He was drunk a couple times. Yeah, man. Yeah. So I'm gonna find some good work, man. I'm gonna start throwing them up there for us, man.
Appreciate it. Man, thank y'all for tuning in. It's been the MVP. We'll holler at y'all next week. Peace out.
Peace.
Pray for me. Pray for Book. Do everything I can.